Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, Love as Christ Loved. John 13:34 reads, A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. In the bustling world that constantly demands our attention and energy, it's easy to forget the simple yet profound command Jesus left us with, to love one another. Today, let's explore what it truly means to love as Christ loved us and how this can transform our everyday lives. Jesus' command to love is nothing short of radical. His definition of love transcends the superficial feelings often celebrated in pop culture, encompassing instead a deep, selfless concern for the well-being of others. Christ's love is sacrificial, unwavering, and inclusive. It is a kind of love that stoops to wash the feet of disciples, touches the untouchable, and forgives those who seek to harm. Let us love actively. Christ demonstrated that love is an action more than it is an emotion. Every miracle, parable, and interaction was a manifestation of his love. To love as he loved, we must also act. This could be as simple as offering a helping hand, speaking words of encouragement, or standing up for someone who is unfairly treated. Love unconditionally. Jesus loved without conditions. He loved those who were deemed unlovable by society, tax collectors, sinners, and the outcasts. Emulating this aspect of Christ's love means extending kindness and forgiveness to those who may not seem to deserve it, without expecting anything in return. Love sacrificially. The ultimate expression of Jesus' love was his sacrifice on the cross, a direct act to redeem humanity. While we may not be called to make such a monumental sacrifice, we can find ways to put others' needs before our own comforts, such as dedicating time to listen to someone else's troubles or giving up a privilege to benefit others. Love without discrimination. Christ showed love to everyone, regardless of their background, social status, or past mistakes. He crossed cultural and societal boundaries to show that his love is for all. In our daily lives, this means actively working against prejudice and embracing diversity in our communities and circles. How do we apply this to our daily lives? Reflect on your daily interactions. Are there areas in your life where your love could be more active, unconditional, sacrificial, or inclusive? Consider practical steps you can take to show Christ's love or Christ-like love in your relationships and to those you encounter. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us the perfect example of love in your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to love him or love like him, actively, unconditionally, sacrificially, and without discrimination. May your Holy Spirit guide us in every step, helping us to make your love known to those around us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Loving as Christ loved is challenging yet rewarding. It's the key to not only fulfilling Jesus' command, but to transforming our lives and the lives of those around us. As we strive to embody this divine love, we grow closer to Christ and reflect his light in this dark world. Let us commit to being bearers of true love each day and in every way possible. Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.